Thank you for calling Dominion Energy. To report a gas line break or gas odors, press 1. To make a payment by phone, press 2. For service, Dominion Energy uses ACI to process your payment. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Thank you for calling Dominion Energy Payment Processing Service. For English, please hold.
Para continuar en español, presione el 2.
Please enter your account number, followed by the pound sign. Enter your 5-digit zip code, followed by the pound sign. The zip code is not valid. Please try again. Enter your 5-digit zip code, followed by the pound sign. If you would like to associate the phone number you are calling from with this account, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Please note, to make a payment, you will be charged a convenience fee of $1.65. You will be given the option of authorizing a different payment amount other than the amount owed after you enter your payment information. To make the payment using your bank account ending in 2487, press 1. To enter different payment information, press 2. To manage your wallet, press 3. To make a payment using your bank account ending in 2487, press 1. To enter different payment information, press 2. To manage your wallet, press 3. To make a payment using your bank account ending in 2487, press 1. To enter different payment information, press 2. To manage your wallet, press 3. Please hold while your call is being transferred.
The payment center. If you are calling to process a payment, please have your Dominion Energy account number ready and an agent will assist you. Payment center agents can only assist you if you have your account number ready to process a payment or a confirmation number for a previous payment. If you do not have your account or confirmation number or need to speak with a representative directly for general inquiries regarding your account, please contact Dominion Energy directly by choosing one of these options. Press 1 to speak with a Dominion Energy representative. Press 2 for assistance in processing a payment.
1.
Thank you for calling Dominion Energy. To report a gas line break or gas odors, press 1. To make a payment by phone, press 2. For service, information on your account, or any other questions, press 3 or stay on the line. Para español, oprime el número 4. To be transferred to a third-party home warranty provider called HomeServe, press 5. To repeat this menu, press 0.
Few letters on the account are A, R, C, H, I. Press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Sorry? Your account number is 371478630 1. Your account balance is $122.13. And your account is now past due. Your last payment of $26.
and 10 cents. Was received on February 9, 2023.
To make a payment, press 1. To make an arrangement on past due balance, press 2. To start, stop, or transfer gas service, press 3. Please hold while your call is being transferred to a representative. Our representatives are currently assisting other callers.
Your current estimated wait time is between 9 and 18 minutes.
You may continue waiting for the next available representative, or we can call you back when it's your turn. If you request a callback, you will not lose your place in line. To receive a callback, press 1. To wait on hold, press 2 or remain on the line. To have us call you back at the number ending in
4618, press 1.
To use a different number, press 2. All right, please say your name after the tone. Press any key when you're done.
Marcia Darker.
Thank you. Based on our current estimates, you should receive a callback between 9 and 18 minutes. Your callback has been scheduled and you may now hang up or press 9 to end the call.
Hello, this is Dominion Energy with a callback. If you were expecting this callback and you're ready to speak with a representative, press 1. If you no longer need to speak, please stay on the line for a representative. Can I help you?
Hello, Melanie. Every time I call Dominion, I get a completely different recording. Is that something you guys set up that way or what?
I don't know. Because it should be the same at this 1-800 number.
Yeah, it doesn't, which is really weird. For example, the other day, about a week ago, I called, what I was going to do is arrange for payment, right? And so the recording said, I'm not verbatim, but it said basically if I pay the entire amount, they will give me a discount. The amount would be different, right? And I'm going, oh, okay. So I had to get a credit card to try to put it on or something, you know. And so I ended up needing to call back, and it got too late because it was late in the day. So next time I called, that recording was not there. And I get a gal, and I told her, I was willing to pay the whole amount. I got a credit card. But I wanted to get the discount, and she says, oh, there's a convenient discount or something to that effect. And I'm going, it didn't sound the right amount, I don't know. So I asked to talk to a supervisor, and she says, oh, there's nothing, you know. And so I didn't want to bother with it. So I just let it go, you know. But I'm calling back again, and I was hoping I get that recording again. But in this time, it went to telling me that it was a charge for paying. Not even like as soon as I put my account number, not even give me all the other options like at the beginning. It says, do you want to make payment? Do I make arrangements for a payment? No, it immediately went to, there's going to be a fee for making a payment, and you got to have your account number to make the payment. I mean, it was totally different recording. So somebody's playing with that. And so, I'm willing to, I got a credit card, willing to pay the amount with a discount.
Yeah, we don't do discount for gas. So I don't know if that was maybe a scam thing, but we don't do that. That's never something we do.
No, it was when I first called, there was a recording saying your amount.
Yeah, we've never done that. We do not do a discount.
Ma'am, I'm not making it up. The system said that when I called
in. I'm not saying that you are, but I'm telling you that that's not something we offer. So I have no idea what that would be. That's not something we do.
Well, I know, but like I said, you didn't know that your system changes every time somebody calls. So
well, it's never said that. That's never been anything in the history of our system. So I don't know if it was maybe taking you through to a scammer situation.
So you guys are connected to a scammer? So you guys are connected to scammers? Because it was calling your number.
We don't do discounts.
Okay.
We don't do discounts.
Okay. So then we're going to have to do payment arrangements because I can't afford the whole thing.
So if you don't have active service, we don't do payment arrangement. You have 60 days to pay before it goes to collection.
Well, it's just going to have to be that way then because I don't have the money to pay it. You know, I just don't. What
yeah,
is it
so
going to go to
collections? It would just go to collections if it's not paid. So.
Okay. I guess that's fine. Let it go to collections. They don't have anything to collect from me. So it's just going to waste money and time, you know. I don't know. You know, I'm willing to pay, but I can't make it pay the whole thing, you know. Can't get let it turn up.
I mean, you can say what you can on it, but yeah, we don't ever do discount on that. So that's not something we've ever done.
Yeah, I don't know why the system said that, and I wish I would have been ready with a credit card to pay it. I would have paid it because that would have gave me some time with a credit card to, you know, make payments to the credit card, you know. But first of all, when you pay with a credit card, you have like 25 days to come up with money to pay the credit card back, you know, so that's better, you know. But if you guys are just set on not dealing with payments, you know, I just don't know what to do, you know. I guess I'm just going to have to let it go if we can't take payments. Don't have the money to come up with
yeah.
it. You know, I just don't.
We don't do any payments here. That's all with our third party company. So
yeah.
I don't know if it was their system that says that, but ours doesn't. That's not
yeah.
something we do.
Well,
but theirs is different. So that could mean, I don't know. I mean, I can get you to someone over there, but like.
You could. If somebody is going through a tough time, what are you going to do? Take their food off the table to, you know, to get you guys paid, you know, there's just no way, you know, I mean, I think that's kind of illegal in a way, you know, to do that, especially when somebody's willing to make payments, small payments. I mean, we cancel the service because we can't afford the payments, you know, especially because
if you use the gas, you owe the money. There's not anything we can do. So we don't do discounts or anything like that.
Okay.
That was the service that you used.
Well, I didn't use it. There was something wrong with the meter because we weren't there and it charged us $64 for not being there, you know, and there's no explanation what happened. But if everything's turned off
yeah,
in the
so
house.
I'm not going to sit here and argue. There's not anything I can do. So
well,
that money's owed. If it's not paid, it'll go to collections.
Okay. Well, are you going to transmit to the third party so then I can see if that's what's the recording? If not, I guess it's just going to have to go to collections because I don't have the money to pay it. Okay. I really don't.
Okay. Yeah. I'll switch you to the payment center just a second.
Okay.
This is your payment. Please hold while we transfer your call.
Thank you for calling Dominion Energy Payment Processing Service. For English, please hold. Para continuar en español, presione el 2. Please enter your account number, followed by the pound sign. Enter your five digit zip code, followed by the pound sign. If you would like to associate the phone number you are calling from with this account, press 1. Otherwise, press 2. Please note, to make a payment, you will be charged a convenience fee of $1.65. You will be given the option of authorizing a different payment amount other than the amount owed after you enter your payment information. To make a payment using your bank account ending in 2487, press 1. To enter different payment information, press 2. To manage your wallet, press 3. You've selected the Manage Wallet option. You can use this option to remove previously saved debit entries from your wallet. You can make your selection at any time. To remove your bank account ending in 2487, press 1. To enter different payment. Wallet entry removed. To pay with a bank account, press 1. To pay with a debit or credit card. With the Visa, MasterCard, American Express or Discover logos. Press 2. Please enter your card number, followed by the pound sign. This card type is not accepted. Please try again. Please enter your card number, followed by the pound sign. This card type is not accepted. Please try again. Please enter your card number, followed by the pound sign. This card type is not accepted. I'm sorry. I am unable to complete your transaction. Please hold while your call is being transferred.
For calling the payment center. If you are calling to process a payment, please have your Dominion Energy account number ready and an agent will assist you. Payment center agents can only assist you if you have your account number ready to process a payment or a confirmation number for a previous payment. If you do not have your account or confirmation number or need to speak with a representative directly for general inquiries regarding your account, please contact Dominion Energy directly by choosing one of these options. Press 1 to speak with a Dominion Energy representative. Press 2 for assistance in processing a payment.
2.
Please hold for the next available representative. For quality assurance purposes, your call may be monitored or recorded.
Hello, my name is Anton. May I have your Dominion Energy account number, please?
Where are you from?
I'm sorry?
Where are you from? Where are you located?
Why are you asking me this question?
I just have a hard time.
I'm Orlando.
Who?
Orlando.
Where's that?
Florida.
Oh, Florida. Okay. All right, count number 37147863-01.
Say 37147863-01.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have the name you have on this account, please?
Archimedes.
It? Archimedes?
Yep.
Thank you. And how much you would like to pay today?
Well, I want to make payment arrangements, but I don't want to pay the convenience fee.
Unfortunately, we are not able to assist with that because we are speed pay. You have to talk to Dominion about they will assist you with that.
They said that you guys, I mean, they just sent me to you. So am I going to be paying?
We can only submit a one-time payment.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'll do a one-time payment if I get a discount for the one-time payment.
No, I thought with you that we are not able to assist with that. We can only submit a one-time payment by using the emodu that you would like to pay, but we are not able to make any change or to create any payment arrangement, nothing.
When I first called, there was a recording saying if I pay the amount in full, I would pay a different amount, less. Obviously, I wasn't ready to make the payment in full because I had to go get a credit card. And so when I called back, that recording was gone. Now, I have a credit card to pay it, but I'd like to get, you know, a discount for paying in full.
So, you have to talk to Dominion Energy about this.
Okay, who should I talk to? Because the people who answer the phone are, you know, they're just the ones that answer the phone. They don't make decisions.
Good, and then you have to call 800-323-5517.
Let me see what number is that. Okay, hang on a second. And it's, what was it? Can you give it to me again?
800-323-5517.
That's the number I called originally, and then they sent me to you.
Yes, if you said you would like to make a payment, they will switch you to ours.
No.
But if you have to talk to the customer service.
No, I told them I was offered a discount for making a payment in full. It says that's not something we do, but the third-party company, will, you know, you need to talk to them. So that's why they transfer me to you, because you're the third-party company.
Okay, but we are not able to. We're only able to submit the payment that you said you would like to pay. If you said you would like to pay $122.13, I will submit this payment for you as you ask him. But we are not able to make any to waive any service fee, nothing else. We are not able to.
Well, with a discount, I would rather do. I mean, most people like give you credit for paying in full, you know. But if you won't take it, I guess I'll have to not pay it, you know, till we come to an arrangement, you know.
Sure, and that's why I told you that you have to talk to Dominion Energy, and then they will, if they would like to make the discount for you, they will come over with you, and we'll talk to us and let us know how much that will be for you. That's all. But we are not able to make any discount without them. We have to talk to them first.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for helping. I know you're just doing your job. It's just, you know, can't get blood out of a turnip. You know, if you don't have the money, you just don't have the money to pay it. You know, especially it was something, it was a service I didn't even use. I think there's something wrong with the meter. So anyway, thank you anyway. Bye.
You're very welcome.
Mm-hmm.